Okay, so in honor of Texas Independence Day, I am recording my answer to the Lone Star Challenge, which I am very excited about that we came up with. So what stereotypes do you believe to be true about Texas? That the people are crazy, the people in the backwoods are even crazier, and you never truly leave. Like, when you're trying to travel and you're trying to leave Texas from like inner Texas, it takes days. Days sometimes. I mean, it's like you can never get out sometimes. People do ride their tractors to school because I live far enough out that that has happened. Actually, at my high school, people would ride their tractors to school. That is a thing. Now, their horses, no, but my high school actually had in the handbook that we were not allowed to bring our horses to campus. So I imagine there are some people who would have done it if they could have. Also, I kid you not, kid you not. Because I'm like an hour or so outside of a major city. But not exactly in a town either. It's just, it's kind of, we're definitely in a lot of growth and development at the moment. But I saw a tumbleweed. Not even in the desert. I saw a tumbleweed. I swear. I laughed my butt off. It was so funny. Can you try your best Texas accent? Obviously, you hear mine. I feel like when I talk about it more, it tends to come out because then I think about it and then I feel like naturally I need to accentuate it, but I'm not making it up. This is just me. However, it does slightly change when I have family up in North Texas. And so if I talk to them, I feel like it comes out a little bit more and it's a little bit different just because even I feel the different areas of Texas have different accents. So that's an interesting thing, I guess. If you lived in Texas, what city or town would you want to live in and why? Personally, I would love to live in the city. I really like city life. Just not, probably not Austin. Not, no, I know everybody usually wants to live in Austin. Austin's really weird. Ha ha ha. Funny if you get the joke, but they are. And I feel like there are so many people there, and I know the rent is like crazy expensive, especially with the university. But probably I would probably rather live in the inner city of like either Houston or Fort Worth or Dallas. Which I mean, Fort Worth and Dallas are almost like twin cities. So, yeah. But I mean, Houston is definitely growing, and we're making a name for ourselves on the map. So, probably live on inner Houston. What things do you like about Texas? Everything. I love the closeness that we have sometimes with people. I feel like almost everyone is nice for the most part. I don't know. I just like it here. I like the heat. I know I'm crazy, but I love the heat. I do not like cold weather, and I live south enough Texas that it doesn't get too cold, but it still gets cold. Too cold for me, personally. We still get down in the teens sometimes, and I do not like that. I like the heat. I also live close enough to the coast, and so the humidity is real, man. The humidity is real. So can't say that I like that much, but other than that, I do like the weather, even though it changes. It goes from like one season to the next in one day. That's okay. I've grown quite used to it. But yeah. I also love our pride. Like, I know everybody has a lot of, like, yes, I love my state, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Texas is like, do something to piss us off, and we're just gonna cut ourselves off of the US. Not that, like, we'd actually do it and or can do it. But yeah, I do like Texas's history. You know, we were the only state that was once its own country, which I think has a lot to do with our huge pride that we have in ourselves. Or ego, either or can be used. So, yeah, that's cool. So to end the challenge, is by singing Deep in the Heart of Texas, which I love that song. And, I've talked to people who have visited Texas and left, and they're like, you actually sing that all the time. And I'm like, yes, actually we do. Especially, At like games, like ball games and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm gonna sing the Deep in the Heart of Texas. I can't sing, so if you want to end it now, go ahead. Or maybe skip because I am gonna yeehaw in a second. But yeah. So, the stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry, ki-yi-pi-yi. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush around the brush. Deep in the heart of Texas, the coyotes wail along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the doggies bawl and bawl and bawl. Deep in the heart of Texas. So there's that. And then we could also sing a country song. And my favorite country song to sing to people who don't like country or don't listen to it is called Backwards by Rascal Flatts. And so I'm going to do my best to sing this song because, like I've already said, I cannot sing, unfortunately. But yeah, but I think y'all will still enjoy it. So, I was sitting on a bar stool in a barbecue joint in Tennessee. Texas is better. When this old boy walked in and he sat right down next to me, I could tell he'd been through some hard times. There were tear stains on his old shirt. And he said, "You want to know what you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your house back, you get your dog back, you get your best friend Jack back, you get your truck back, you get your hair back, you get your first and second wives back, your front porch swing, your pretty little thing, your bling 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 and a diamond ring, you get the farm and the barn and the boat and the Harley. First night in jail with Charlie. It sounds a little crazy, a little scattered and absurd, but that's what you get when you play a country song backwards." Well, I never heard it quite said like that. It hit me in the face, 'cause that's where I'm at. I almost fell flat out on the floor. He said, "Wait a minute, that's not all. There's even more. You get your mind back, you get your nerves back, you get your first heart attack back, you get your pride back, you get your life back, you get your first real love back, your big screen TV, a DVD, and a washing machine, you get the pond and the lawn and the bale and the mower. You go back where you don't know where it sounds a little crazy, a little scattered and absurd, but that's what you get when you play a country song backwards." Ooh. And then there's a guitar solo, and then it sings that all again. So yeah, I always thought that was a really funny song. Also, Brad Paisley has really funny country songs. If you were to ever look more up, I'm not gonna sing his. So yeah, and then with the yeehaw thing, so this is a fun fact, and I'll mention like the fact itself in the post. But fun fact: Texas Roadhouse did not start in Texas; it actually started in Indiana. I am in within walking distance of a Texas Roadhouse, which is a danger to my health because their food and rolls are so good, and they have cinnamon butter. Like, if y'all just look it up, okay, and make this butter and eat it with like any sort of bread, you will fall in love. And it is so good. And anyways, so whenever it's your birthday, okay, sorry, I'm kind of all over the place just because I'm so excited. But anyways, what's really cool is the atmosphere. It's very laid back. It's one of those places. I'm not sure if like other states have these kind of places or not, but I mean, obviously they have Texas Roadhouse because it's not in Texas, or it's outside of Texas too. But like, you can eat peanuts and like crush the peanut shells and stuff like that on the floor. So if you have allergies, sorry, you should definitely not go there because peanuts are everywhere. But anyways, very laid back, and they play country music in the background at all times. And so there are actually times where the waiters and waitresses will stop and line dance, and it's really cool because if you know the dances, and you can like jump in and join them because I love line dancing. It is so much fun and easy and simple. So yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Anyway, so when it's your birthday at Texas Roadhouse, they have, it's like a sawhorse. Is that the word I'm looking for right now? I feel like it is. I don't know. With a saddle on it, and you actually ride the saddle and like wave your little napkin in the air and go, "Yeehaw!" Okay. Hopefully that was not too loud for the microphone. I did not just blow out your eardrum. But yeah, we're gonna end this here. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to listening to everybody's responses. Thank you so much.